We continue now with our discussion about race in America. Joining us in the studio for this conversation is a group of folks who work with the Historical Society of Washington, D.C. Earlier in our conversation, I've heard a couple of you say that this is an opportunity, a moment of opportunity. So what's next? What should happen now if this is indeed a moment of opportunity?
Wilbert Glover speaking. I think that what should happen from this point on is that we need to have more of the kind of conversations that we're having tonight among, you know, different racial groups or what have you in the United States. And I think we don't have to do anything spectacular. And as I said before, white people should work towards stopping some of the shenanigans that's going on in the nation since they have the majority of the power here.
I think the white people are victims the same way we are.
Yeah.
So I think that many of them, or most of them, don't really understand the situation.
Right.
It's normal behavior for them.
Right.
And so I think most people of color, they suffer the impact of it, but they don't quite understand it either. So it creates a very difficult situation. I think what we need to do is have a probably integrate real understanding of race in the curriculums and in all learning experiences that we have.
Thornell Page, I just want to follow up on that because it's interesting what you said. I thought for a moment of Trent Lott in the sense that he's losing his job. Is he a victim here?
I think Trent Lott understood because he's been a practitioner of it. So with someone else, I think he may have been a victim. But I think he's been a practitioner of it, and he's practiced it well. Intellectually, in my mind, he's not a victim.
Laura Schiavo, I think, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I think that in some ways Trent Lott is a victim, although I think he deserves to go. But I think that that's because now it's easy. You just say, okay, we get rid of Trent Lott, and that sort of clears the Republican Party in some way. What we need to do now is look at everybody else's voting records. I mean, he said this one sentence. The important thing is his voting record. Why don't we examine everybody's voting record? Those are the effects that get felt in the society as a whole. So I don't know that it's, I think it's really easy to say you get rid of Trent Lott because he said this. Why don't we look at how everybody's been voting for the past 45 years?
We talked about the Republicans. Do the Democrats also engage in racial politics? Barbara, you said a lot with your eyes just then.
Barbara Franco, yes, I think that it's out there. I mean, it's something that both parties are using. And it's interesting, you know, we're talking about Republicans now, but it's not so many years ago when the party that we would have been talking about in the South was the Democratic Party. I mean, you know, putting party names on this is really taking you off of the point because people switched parties. And it's which party at which time is using race in which way is that you need to look at. I think both parties probably use race in different ways and at different times. But the Southern Democratic Party was the party of Strom Thurmond.
And when they use race, it is often an effective wedge issue. Mm-hmm. Why is it so potent an issue?
Well, I mean, if you look at the whole history of the Senate and the way that the Senate controlled and kept race out of the picture in terms of any kind of civil rights legislation, that was all about getting elected from a base of people who knew who they were electing, why they were electing them, and what they were sent to Congress to do. And it was to keep race out of it, to keep civil rights out of the from being voted on. I mean, that was a long-term strategy.
Wilbur Glover, I like to go back to your question about whether or not Trent Lott was a victim of the ism. I think that he was, because I see racism in American society like a rattlesnake that he's been playing with for a very long time, and this particular time the rattlesnake bit him, and from this point on he's damaged goods. So yes, he is a victim of the ism. And I think it's also what's happening to him is a metaphor for what can happen to our country if we don't kill this snake.
Nedra Lee, you're one of the youngest people in this room. Do you see this as an opportunity, this moment, for your generation to do something different? this moment in history in this country where once again race has erupted into the surface as a conversation? And where do you want to see that conversation go? What do you want to see happen?
I really don't know how to answer that except for the fact that I think it's kind of sad that it took that people assume that race should only be discussed whenever something like this occurs. I personally think if, as an African-American, I mean, I've lived with this color for 22 years, the same way you live with your color all your life and all your years. You can't get rid of it. So it should be something that we talk about on a regular basis, something that we attempt to address and take actions to solve. And that's what like I said before, I would like to see less talking and more motivating to do something about it. And as someone who's young, I don't want to just use the controversy as an opportunity to change things. I want my life every day to be used as an opportunity to change the way things are. I want to be able to make a legacy for myself so that when I have kids and then my peers have kids, that they will do the same thing to change the system. I mean, it shouldn't just happen in one spurt. You know, it should happen every day, you know, and at every moment. I'm not really sure what next concrete step we're supposed to take towards, you know, solving the problem. But, I mean, I guess if it's more conversation, then maybe we need to do that. But
thank you all so much for joining us.
Yes, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Joining us today in Studio 4A, Barbara Franco, Shireen Dodson, Wilbert Glover, Kate Damon, Nidra Lee, and James Banks.
And we've also been joined by Ed Swales, Woody Price, Laura Schiavo, Sam Black, and Thornell Page.
All members of the Historical Society of Washington, D.C. Thank you.